Some people dress 'cause they like to get dressed, but you just dress to get dressed.
It's only a hunch, but I'll bet you a bunch he wears suspenders, a belt, and a vest.
I make a lot of statements in my books and on this show, but when it comes to the clothes I put on in the morning, not so much. My style is, I don't know, semi-artsy schlub who can dress up when required. Anyhow, one afternoon, I decided to pay a visit to Simon Doonan.
Hello. Welcome to Barney's.
Simon has written several best-selling memoirs, but he started out designing window displays for the fashionable Barney's department store. Now he is Barney's creative ambassador.
Well, you are wearing a really nice-looking tailored jacket with a lot of hand stitching on the lapel. Is that a custom jacket?
Ish.
Your mismatched socks
tell
me that you're, you know, you have that slightly dotty professor thing going on.
One of Simon's books is entirely for people like me. It's called Eccentric Glamour, Creating an Insanely More Fabulous You. It's part memoir, part style guide, part love letter to nonconformists. Simon is alternately non-judgmental and highly judgmental, which to me is perfect and fun.
This is sort of a little cash ensemble that I flung together today, and I'm wearing corduroys that are probably not age appropriate, a little mod tie from the 60s that's probably about an inch and a quarter wide, and then this jacket is by a new designer. Then I'm wearing Paul Smith socks,
which are wonderful.
Yes.
I have some of those. See, socks, I'll go a little nutty. These are several different colors of stripes.
They're wacky. They're almost clown-like. And I think American men do have carte blanche to be playful with their socks and with their boxer shorts.
And for a while back in the 70s, with their ties, right?
The 70s was an age of swashbuckling, kind of hairy-chested, medallion-wearing style that I think was probably eradicated by the feminist movement. The feminist girls weren't digging that kind of overtly masculine, swashbuckling, hairy-chested situation.
You clearly walk the walk. Have you always considered yourself an eccentric?
I think so, yes. And it's a function of growing up in a house full of eccentrics. You know, I grew up with mentally ill relatives and very self-invented parents. My mother was extremely glamorous in a sort of post-war kind of way, but the most eccentric thing...
I guess that was a low bar in England too, right?
Every day was a fashion opportunity for her. So she used to spend a lot of time getting ready in the morning. You know, the French manicure, the upswept Lana Turner / Betty Davis hair. And on this one occasion, we were going to visit our relatives who lived outside of Belfast. And she took a long time getting ready. And I remember thinking, oh my God, she's really going to wow us all today. But the person who emerged from her bedroom was basically unrecognizable because she had de-glamorized herself. And my sister and I were sort of very disturbed by this because we'd never actually seen her fingernails before because they'd always had this vermilion nail polish. And, you know, when I look back on that incident and I think of her sitting by the fireside in this little cottage in the Mourne Mountains, and there's my mother dying for a cigarette, looking completely unrecognizable. And I think, you know, they would have really loved to see the real Betty, not this neutered, styled down version of herself.
And on the other hand, it shows to me a kindness on her part to try to go on the down low so as not to freak out the peasants.
I think it came from a very considerate place. She was thinking, you know, I don't want to rattle their cage. They already think I'm fast because I moved to the big city. But at the end of the day, everyone loves a trip to the circus. Everybody loves a feather boa, a tiara, or a bit of extra glamour. If everybody gets more dressed up, the world is a more optimistic, exuberant place.
I'm with you. That's one of the reasons I live in New York, is I like there being that around me, even if I don't feel comfortable being one of those freaks on the street myself. Can we look around the store a little bit and see if there's any stuff that might be eccentrically glamorous that I might find?
Well, we have 7 floors of menswear here, so I can't believe there isn't going to be something which meets that criteria.
Let's take a look. So now we're in the Prada section, and here's a jacket.
Yes, this is a jacket which is made of...
vinyl siding.
It's leather which has been perforated and woven into this stretchy, uh-huh. very interesting configuration. And there's an enormous amount of handwork in a garment like this.
Are you
this,
trying to shock me by showing me this price tag?
The price tag for this white leather blouson is $5,650. You're getting something rather exquisite, but not for you. Yeah. If you showed up in this, I think people would say,
"He's gone
Kurt's
mad.
Gone Nelly, Kurt's gone mad, what's yeah. happened to Kurt?
Yeah.
You know,
they may be saying that already, for all I know, both of those things.
We can go up the stairs here. How are you? And we haven't talked about color. Because
yeah, my mother-in-law, before she died, always used to complain that I would never wear colors. Why is Kurt so drab, she would say to my wife before I married her.
This season has been an incredibly colorful season in menswear.
I kind of like this.
This is neoprene, like a neoprene trench coat.
It's the
from
brightest
Burberry.
Blue.
This blue is sort of the most fluorescent turquoise I've
it's
ever seen.
It's kind of great.
Yes. And this is a man's garment.
Is it a raincoat? Or
We're seeing a little bit of a return to that 70s flamboyance when people would wear a polyester leisure suit yeah. in a bright mustard avocado.
Burberry?
Yes.
Huh. Who would have thunk?
This is extra large. Don't be insulted. But these designer clothes are sized very small.
I'll say.
Let's try this
extra
on.
Extra large.
See how it makes you feel.
Jeez, it's wacky. It's the stretchability is a new experience. See, I can almost, I could do this.
What about a little chapeau to go with it? Maybe that one?
You think? No. I have a gigantic head. It won't fit.
Just
I kind of like this.
It concerns me a little bit, actually.
Because you think it's dead wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ring it up for me.
Oh. Yeah.
I actually like it.
Well, that is the magic of fashion and style. It has a truly transformative effect. So be careful what you wear. If you dress like a stripper, you'll become a stripper. Kurt.
Okay. Well, then I let me put that on my checklist. No stripper wear. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you very much.
Simon Doonan's most recent book is The Asylum, True Tales of Madness from a Life in Fashion.